Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Happyhumpday.com. Celebrity Trash this time around has a fun sponsor. It's brought to you by Board Games. As the rolling blackouts continue, a way to still have fun is to bring out the board games. Even if you have to do it by candlelight, at least you aren't completely bored in the house when you're in the house with board games. Get it? That's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm bored in the house. Not with board games. Board games. Thanks, Nicole. Good one. I like it. So, the best songs in the world at this moment. I mean, I wait for this all week. I just can't get enough of the best songs. We're going to start with number 100. At 100 is a song called Be Kind, and it's Marshmello and Halsey. You know, why did we hear this? Did we play this for some other reason?
Yeah.
Because I don't... Yeah? Like, what? Right, you know when it came out, like there's a new... I thought I
you
knew
know
it.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I never heard this before in my life.
No, I have heard this. Is this like a TikTok thing or something? Is that
no? It's an Alice.
Why are you smiling
essential.
At me like?
It's
oh, of course, great song right.
That's
no wonder I've heard it.
On
no
our
wonder.
Station.
No wonder I've heard this so many times before. I knew it. Why wouldn't I hear this? Love you, Jane. Yikes. Oopsie.
Well, maybe we should play it on our show. That might
yeah.
help.
We have done that.
We have.
Yep, I'm looking at. Well, I'm guessing that we have because if I've heard it, then yep,
I don't recognize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, let's just
yeah, it's okay.
I feel like I only ever check in when Lewis Capaldi's playing. I'm like, oh no.
Oh, speaking of Lewis Capaldi, at number 10, we're jumping up a few spaces from 100 to number 10. Lewis Capaldi, Before You Go, peeking
there
out
he
at
is.
Number 10. Oh, people can't get enough.
Was there something I could have said to make your heart?
All right, I'm sure that's coming up. So let's move on to number 9.
Darn
it's a song
it.
Called Go Crazy, Go Crazy.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not that. It's not that version. Dead. Chris Brown and Young Thug.
Go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. That's it, go crazy.
That's
I think
it?
They ripped this off from somebody else. Yeah, I prefer the other one. Coming in at number 8. And this is
a metaphor. Do you hear what he says there? He says,
no, I didn't listen to him.
He can change a light bulb, baby. He's a handy guy.
Oh, handy. Is that like
yeah,
a
like
handy
that's what I'm wondering. Well, I'm saying he can change light bulb. I wonder if he's
like
saying
a shocker.
Fix your house and, you know, I'm good at honey-do lists and stuff like that.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. Yeah, I'm not really sure what we're talking about either. Bryn seems to
I think that's very attractive.
Made the international symbol for something that I don't even think anybody wants. I've certainly never done that to anybody.
Well, it would certainly be shocking if that happened.
In the gutter,
have you done that before?
Are you asking me?
Yes,
no.
You. You're the you're the first person to go to that symbol. I assume it's a
Well, I'm
a
thinking, what's he talking about? He's using his fingers to do something, to, like change a light bulb. I'm just not sure where my light bulb is. Is he looking in the right place?
That's anyway, not even how you change a light bulb.
Nobody knows how to do it. There's some. Everyone has a different method. At number eight, debuting in eighth place, is a song called Smile by Juice WRLD and The Weeknd.
I do anything in my power to see you just smile. I want you to prosper and come proper, even if that means I ain't by your side. I do anything.
I'll jump ahead to The Weeknd, maybe.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find his part.
I don't hate this. I mean,
yeah, I like it. I actually do like it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm so desensitized.
Totally The Weeknd.
Yeah. Oh, what a honey voice that guy's got. The mellifluous tones of The Weeknd. Okay. At number seven is a song that if you listen to TikTok, you're familiar with. It's called Savage Love. It's Josh.
Oh, there we go.
Do the dance.
Looking like an angel, but you're savage. No. When you kiss me, I know you don't get you.
It's cuter when you guys do it.
Yeah, I need a bikini top.
Finally, jeez.
There you go.
Too bad we're not still doing the show in person, because I'm sure we'd wear our bikinis in and you know. We do our own TikTok videos, right?
Get up and dance for the looking glass.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was doing that all the time anyway. What would stop me? Why don't I put on a bikini top?
That's true. That's the only time you ever break into a sweat.
That's true. Yesterday, we were tired, and we still had a half hour to wait before Johnny Mosley got to the house to do the podcast.
Oh, he's coming. I thought he was doing it from his own little studio now.
He was, but it just didn't sound as good. So we put him out in the man cave.
Oh, no. And, he bought all that equipment and it doesn't sound right?
No, we're working on it. Don't worry. We're fixing
it. All right.
So anyway, Bryn and I are like, you know, what can we do to wake up? And so we did calisthenics yesterday. And it was funny. I did like 20 jumping jacks. And I sit down. I'm like, I'm not even winded. I am more winded when I dance in the studio than I am right now. Like, because I fully expected to be like, because the whole thing where I never move.
Well, your bike gang, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess that's it, Vin. I guess, you know, that and kneeling in the yard.
What?
Well, you're usually dancing to high energy music, too, in the
That's true,
in the
I'm
station, you know. Oh, yeah.
Is this Sandstorm?
Sounds
yeah,
like
it is. It
this is
Sandstorm.
The one. Yep.
Yeah.
This is Maria's song.
I'm exhausted just listening to it.
I know. God.
You remember that story I told you guys where she was like, she loves the dude, whoever he is who does this. She's like, yes.
Mr.
You don't
Storm?
Know who he is? What's his name?
I don't know.
Sandy?
Storm? We're out to dinner, and she's like, oh, he's so good looking. I'm like, what in the hell are you talking about?
And is he? Did you look him up?
I didn't. Well, I remember at the time I must have, but it was really that this is what she's listening to. Maria, Christina's mom.
Yeah.
When she vacuums the house, she puts on
Your mother-in-law. She puts it on, and she vacuums like a mad woman. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get all the crap out of this carpet right now. Woo-hoo.
His name is Tony Vilhenrik Vertinen.
Oh, my God.
Vertinen.
Whoever he is.
He's a DJ.
Yeah. Well, Maria
likes
him.
Let's see a picture of him. Find a picture and put it up there.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
Picture. Right.
She's into this guy.
Anyway, how did we get here? We started with TikTok and we continued around the horn. And there you go. Savage Love. Oh, my God. He's so good looking. He looks like a badass Ed Sheeran. Wow.
Oh,
look at that. It's like if Ed Sheeran had better glasses and a spiky haircut. Oh, my God.
Better glasses.
Jesus.
Ed Sheeran as Captain America.
Where does Ed Sheeran even come into your mind when you look at that
the
guy?
Red hair, there's I guess. Nobody.
He looks what? Just like him. Oh, my God. What a good-looking dude. Maria, nice taste in men.
Oh, yeah.
I love Maria. Maka. Well, in the very few times I've hung out with her. So anyway, back to number seven there.
Oh, right.
This is not number seven.
This is part of the charts the other way.
Okay. We're wow. just... Well, surprise. It's the Sarah and Vinny show. We're not on topic. Okay. This is the Josh 685 and Jason Derulo song. At number six is... Roses by St. John. It peaked out at number four. It's at number four this week. Coming in at number five is a show favorite, Watermelon Sugar. Hi, it's Harry Styles. Strawberries on a summer
evening. I'm realizing my setup isn't great. It's like I'm reaching for the knobs too far. This is why I change things around so much.
Yeah.
It's like this is where my computer is, right? Like I'm here, and so I have to reach over here to touch that and hit the button over there.
Oh, that needs to be moved. You know, it looks good. It's just it's got to be functional for you. It's like
good.
You can have a beautiful kitchen, but if your work triangle's off, it doesn't work.
I got to figure this out.
Yeah. Take notes. Make notes for yourself. Coming in at number four is What's Poppin'? Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. Sports in the top 10. I can put a ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. Sound like an intro, jet song, give me that tempo. So cool, he'll fool with it. Told her, don't let her friends know. In the Ville, and I move like a dime. Even fettuccine, adventure. At number three is The Weeknd and Blinding Lights. You're probably familiar. You might have heard this song before.
Never heard this song.
Really? Oh, we'll play it a few times for you today. Yeah. See if you get to know it by the end of the show. At number two is Rockstar. This is DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. This was number one for a long time. It's number two this week. And number one, brand new, at number one, 1 week on the chart, coming off a very famous video, already famous, even though it's a brand new song, WAP. It's Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion, taking the world by storm.
Spent a lot of time editing this morning.
I'll bet you did. Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Die. Sign me up like I'm surprised. Damn it, I'm getting uncomfortable.
Like any of that is okay.
Yeah, that's the stuff you were able to leave in, huh?
Yeah.
So, congrats on your number one, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Is it? Okay.
It sounded pretty straight up to me, but
really,
all right.
I totally understood all of it. I'm not good at metaphors.
You guys are in the gutter, that's why.
Pornhub searches for Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion have jumped since the WAP video came out.
Oh, they're on there?
Well, I don't know if they're on there or not, but that's what people are searching for on Pornhub. It's fabulously filthy, this video. We watched a little of it last week. Just a lot of barely covered things, barely covered, and very suggestive hip thrusts of intention. I mean, it is very hot, you know, for the right age group. Kids, don't watch it, Jesus. So if that isn't enough for you, just watching the video, I guess that Pornhub said...
Oh, yeah, Cardi B's on Pornhub for sure. That's crazy.
Oh, she
is. Pornhub says that searches for Cardi surged 235% and about 210% for Megan Thee Stallion in the day after that was released. People said, oh, I need to see more of that. People are, of course, always looking for something new to do on TikTok. So this week, the WAP song took over TikTok by storm, and people are getting hurt. This one girl, and Cardi B wound up posting it on her. She's like, you guys, be careful out there. So she had this one girl. She winds up in the hospital. And it is really funny, the little compilation that Cardi B made. Because the chick's trying to do like some moves that they're doing in the video. And she just lands so wrong. And then the next scene is like... her sister or friend bent over her calling 911, and the next scene is her on a gurney, and the next scene is is her in the hospital. And look, you've got to be careful. You know, these two women are professionals doing these moves. You can't just do this at home. Come on. I don't know if I can get through this fast enough. I only have like a minute or two left. So when my husband plays softball, they have a mercy rule. Like if the score, by a certain time in the game, if the score is this far apart, that the game's just over. It's just mercy on the other team. You don't want to score 300 runs on someone, right? Because they suck. So I'm going to tell you this story and you tell me, you know, what you're just your thoughts. Give me your snap judge on this.
Okay.
21-year-old dude, Fernando Tatis Jr. He's an up-and-coming.
Oh my God.
It goes on and on. So he's a San Diego Padre. So on Monday night, he hits a grand slam in the eighth inning, which is exciting. You know, he's a kid. He's up and coming. So the Padres' opponents, the Texas Rangers, they're crying and pissing and moaning like babies. They said they were already up 10-3 before the home run, and the count was 3 balls, no strikes. So apparently Tatis was showing them up by trying to hit a home run. The Rangers responded, so they were pissed. So I guess the next batter they threw behind him to send a message. So then after the game, the manager, Chris Woodward, said, "There's a lot of unwritten rules that are constantly being challenged in today's game. I didn't like it personally. You're up by 7 in the 8th inning. It's typically not a good time to swing at a 3-0 count. It's kind of the way we're all raised in the game." The pitcher, who sent the message by throwing behind the next batter, was suspended for 3 games. That guy, the manager, Chris Woodward, was suspended for 1, possibly for ordering the hit. Even the Padres manager said it would be a learning opportunity for Tatis, who's only 21. He should have at least taken a strike. And then Tatis apologized for hitting a grand slam. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't have done that.
Well, the part that you're missing is that the manager of the Padres had signaled to Tatis, the batter, take this pitch. We don't want to pile on these guys. Don't swing at it. Take the walk. Head over to first base and we'll score 1 run because the bases are loaded. You're going to get a run either way. So they'd ordered him, their hand signals, whatever it is, to take the pitch. And then he turned on it and sent it out of the park. So there's the reason.
Well, these are his stats, right? I mean,
I understand. And I don't care either way. First of all, neither of the teams are mine. So it doesn't matter. Right. But these unwritten rules. You know, the young man says, "I didn't know that wasn't," but then his dad played ball, so he knows the rules and he knows he wasn't supposed to. But what I think is young people are showboats. I think he saw a pitch he could hit and went for it, and that's all there is to it. And I do think this too. Anyone in the professional sports would say this at some point in their life. Which is, you don't want me to hit that? Get it past me then. Like, that's one of the things that, like,
right.
You don't want to be the score run up on you? Then don't let it be run up on you.
Throw
so that's
of
one
ball.
Of those things. Like, that's why you play games, is to see who can beat the other guy.
And it's not like they weren't still trying to win. So anyway, from a different team entirely, this guy, Trevor Bauer, he's a Cincinnati Red. He tweeted, "Hey, Fernando, listen up. This is the kid, Tatis, who hit the grand slam. Number one, keep swinging 3-0 if you want to, no matter what the game situation is. Number two, keep hitting homers, no matter what the game situation is. Three, keep bringing energy and flash to baseball and making it fun. Four, the only thing you did wrong was apologize. Stop that." In last night's game against the Rangers, this guy just continued at it. He stole third base with the Padres up 6-0, which is another one of those unwritten no-nos.
Okay.
The thing is, though, they're still trying to win, the other team. Like, if it's so bad and no, you don't run up the score on us, then just quit. Just say we concede. You won this one. I just think that just seems silly to me. But you're right. Clearly, there are unwritten rules. And
I do think what you just mentioned, the Bauer comments, I think there's a school of thought that is baseball's been losing audience for years because it's not exciting enough to young people. And so one of the things they say is, yeah, there should be grand slams when you can get them. That's the kind of excitement the game needs.
Right.
Kids are into it. Hopefully it helps bring young, you know, eyes to the television. Baseball's a long game. And kids aren't going to sit for it unless there's a chance you're going to see stuff like Grand Slams.
And that's the thing. My feeling was, too, like, that's part of his stats record. Like, don't you want to get as many of those on your record as you can when it comes time for negotiation? You know what I want to be? Number one all the time. That helps me down the line. I don't want to be the guy who was like, okay, I'll do that. Oh, he's good at following orders. Well, okay, we'll pay him this much. Oh, he hits grand slams all the time. Well, we might need that.
No, I'm with you there for sure. The whole performance-oriented pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
All right, what's coming up in the news? Thanks for letting me squeeze that in.
Uh-huh. I have an adoption story that is actually very exciting and nice to see, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.